Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Ah, yes, my friends, conservative, not bitter indeed. It's a pleasure to be here today. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, I want to talk with you today about the demise, the fall of the modern Democrat Party. Now, this is not, I want to be clear, this is not meant to be some sort of a premature celebration. This is not a prediction that the party will completely crumble. But I will tell you this, it has not been, I would say neither party has been in this sort of position in quite some time. They are living, they've created a lot of this themselves, dealing with disasters, of course, again, that I believe that they have created. And they're losing political battle after political battle. And I say good to that. Now, I kind of want to set some groundwork and a backdrop to where we are and how we've gotten to this particular point. And that's what we're going to do on today's program. There's plenty of things, too, in the stack of stuff, which you can visit or take a look at when you go to toddhuffshow.com and just simply go to the stack of stuff. Hat tip, of course, to the late, great Rush Limbaugh. That's where we're headed today, my friends. And I appreciate you joining us. Friends, let me tell you that I've taken now for a while, a product called Solte, S-O-L-T-E-A, designed for heart health, designed to lower cholesterol. In fact, this is a natural supplement that has been tested and proven by science to lower cholesterol, and it's a great first step, a great place to start when thinking about your heart's health. And so, I've taken the product. You can do it as well. It's very, very affordable. In fact, you'll get another 50% off as a listener of this program if you use promo code Todd. But this is a product that, again, I take, especially as I age, and I think about the long-term impacts of, you know, my choices. Obviously, diet and exercise are critically important. In fact, those come before this. But once you start thinking about other things that you can do to, you know, what is it? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? So to prevent some of these health problems, of course, we can't stop everything. I'm not trying to say that there's a single pill that can just fix everything, but this helps tip the scales in your favor. Solte.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. That's where you can go. Promo code Todd gets you 50% off your first purchase and a free shipping on top of that. Solte.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd. All right, I want to start here. Kind of want to start today's program as I'm thinking this through. I want to start by asking you, when did everything become political? Or maybe more important than when is why. Why did everything become political? I've said on this program for a long time that everything is now political. You know this. What you eat, what you drink, what you drive, where you work, where you live, everything is political. Everything has become political today. And why is that? When is that is important. Identifying when it happened on the timeline of our lives. It's not always been that way, by the way. But why? I think more importantly is why. There's an old adage that says the person who knows how will always have a job. The person who knows why will always be the boss. You know, you need people who are in positions of leadership and in positions of determining what to do next to understand the why. That's a critically important thing. So the when could be up for debate, as specifically when everything started being political. But it's been within the past 10 to 15 years or so. Again, depending upon, I think some of us, depending upon your age, I am 47 years old. And I tell you that simply to tell you, well, hey, I always like to use the one-liner. I got a body of a 46-year-old. I'm 47. But the other thing is I want to kind of set the stage because some of it is where we are in our lives. And so some people may, their perspective may change on when everything became political based upon when it might have become more political for them. And, you know, when you have children and your children are growing up and you're involved in activities that involve other people, whether it be sports or extracurricular activities or school or whatever, and you're starting to be concerned about school board meetings and policies and things that affect, you know, your take-home pay, taxes if you're a homeowner, all these things that you typically are doing as you're older versus when you're young. I mean, obviously, you're not doing these things when you're a kid. But as you grow and you realize just how the system is set up and how things work, and you begin to think more about these decisions, the impact that politics has on your life, I think we all go through that. But I think even more so than that, we've had a cultural shift. I remember I shared this, you know, this is part of my story. I was a student at Butler University. I became a freshman at Butler University in 1996. Graduated there in May of 2000. And during my 4 years there, I studied political science and philosophy. I don't want to go through the story, but basically I was looking at going to law school for a time. That's why I spent a semester in a pre-law program at American University in Washington, D.C. I think it was called the Justice Seminar. Anyway, but I was talking about these things, debating these ideas on a regular basis, debating things in philosophy, debating things in my political science courses. And so they've always been front and center to me, but that's simply because I always had an interest in these things. If my interest had been in, I don't know, pharmacy, then my political interest might not have come until later in life. But there's a point at which it's kind of unavoidable. It becomes at least something that pops up on your radar screen as one of those things that impacts your life, that impacts your ability to make a living, that impacts the way that you have to make decisions for your children or whatever else. At least has an impact on you in some way, shape, manner, or form. And I remember as a young person who had these interests, I remember not often being able to have peers that really had an interest in discussing these things. That is not the case today. That is not the case today. In fact, I remember going back to the late 1990s. In fact, I'll tell you really quickly. So if you've listened to me tell my story in the past, just briefly, you'll hear me say that in 1997, I got medically disqualified after being accepted and gotten my congressional nominations and everything for the United States Naval Academy and to West Point. I was medically disqualified. So you might think, well, Todd, you just told me you started at Butler in 96. That's because my senior year of high school was 95, 96. And I started the process, the academies were recruiting me for football, and I started that process late. It takes about a year. And so I remember my football coach at the time, Scott West. He spoke to the Naval Academy. That's where I ultimately was looking or had the most interest in going. And he spoke with the coach or the folks there, and he said, look, Todd's very interested in this. Is there any way that you can fast track him? And they actually told him. He told me this. He said they said the only way they could fast track me is if I was a minority or a woman, which I found very interesting at the time. So basically, I said, you know what? I still want to pursue this, but after graduating high school, I wasn't going to take a year off. I decided to go ahead and start at Butler, finish my freshman year. And midway through my freshman year, I think it was around November, that's when I actually got to the point of getting the congressional nomination. I remember going to Congressman John Meyer's office and having to go through the questioning for all of that process. It was actually ironic story. Really quickly, I was last day of football practice. I was a freshman. We were doing a drill that we had never that we had done all season, but the coach never threw the ball in the drill. So I had taken my mouthpiece out. And for whatever reason, Ott Hurley decided to throw the ball down the field, and myself and another player both locked in on the ball, head up as this ball came in. I was a defensive back, and I was looking up at the ball. The other player was as well, and we collided basically at full speed. I knocked a tooth out. It didn't knock it out. It broke my tooth basically in half. I swallowed the tooth. This was the last day of practice before the team went for the final game. I wasn't traveling with varsity at that particular time. Anyway, I had the meeting the next day. I remember I had to go to the dentist, and they had to do all that work. And of course, that's just weird, just adjusting to the whatever they call that, where they fixed my tooth. That was done the day before the congressional hearing, but the meeting that I had with Congressman Myers. I think it was Myers. I got a nomination from Coates as well. I think it was Myers' team. Anyway, so that's the timeline here. But those days, the late 90s, things were, people in who had an interest in those things, obviously we would talk about it, but it didn't permeate everything that we did. It didn't determine if you were allowed into a certain space. It didn't determine how outraged you would be, or your race, gender, ethnicity didn't have an impact on how much of an opinion or how much your opinion mattered. That's how it is today. It is crazy. This has permeated every aspect of our lives to where everything is truly political. And why is that the case? This to me is important to understand. Critically important to understand if you want to understand and have a proper perspective on what is going on politically today. Because some folks, again, may not have paid attention. You may have just realized, my goodness, what happened? I was living my life. Suddenly everything's political. I can't even tell people I'm a Republican without somebody screaming in my face or whatever, right? This happens in places. So by deranged people, by the way. But the reason we're here and the reason everything is political is because the government grew and the government made everything political. So, for example, we've been asleep as a nation for the past half century, by and large, and we let the government grow without paying much attention. I've shared before, I had a conversation with my father-in-law in the past right after he retired. He'd worked hard for 40 years or whatever it was and provided for his family, gave his children the opportunity to go to college and worked away to try to make their lives better. And as he was busy coaching and working and doing everything else as a single father that he did for my wife and for her brother, he didn't pay close attention. And I remember when he retired, some conversations he and I had about how bad things had gotten without him realizing it. And I think a lot of people in that generation and that age bracket, I think they would say the same thing. They were busy doing what they thought was right. They just kind of trusted people to do what they were supposed to do. And lo and behold, you wake up and we have an absolute unmitigated disaster. We have more alphabet soup acronyms than you can possibly imagine. We have debt into the $37 trillion range. And then we laid the groundwork for what happened during COVID and how constitutional rights were thrown out the window and how medical liberty was laughed at and people who didn't want to get vaccinated or whatever were mocked and ridiculed and pressured to get the vax. All this stuff that happened, I think that that was a huge eye-opener. I think that for a lot of people who still hadn't come to the conclusion that this government had gotten too big for its britches, as my family is known to say, that was kind of the straw, and it was a big straw that broke that metaphorical camel's back. And so you have a government that's grown out of control, and the reason everything is political is because they've taken over. They've decided that they're going to have a say in all sorts of aspects of our lives that either used to be private or that at one time were considered local government decisions, state or local governments, right? We had, don't forget this, we had the Biden administration basically using the FBI to intimidate parents who were speaking out against some of these ridiculous things that were going on in schools during the Biden administration, sicking the FBI on people, parents who were upset at local school board meetings. We got to that point because government has grown. That needs to be a light bulb that goes off in the heads of all of them, all Americans. The reason that politics, everything is now political, is because the government has forced its way in there. That needs to be understood completely. They created this mess. They did not stay in their respective lanes. They did not stay within the confines of the Constitution. Yes, we collectively, probably not you, not me specifically, because we've been out here trying to open people's eyes to this stuff for a long time now. So I don't mean you specifically, but us collectively, we allowed this to happen. And so now you've got the government with its hands in every imaginable thing. And it's still not enough, by the way. They still want more. They still need a bigger bureaucracy. They still need more power. They still need more authority. They still need more tax dollars. $37 trillion in debt still doesn't cut it for them. They need more. And if we push back, if we talk about taxes being too high, we're demonized and attacked for not wanting to protect the marginalized and the most vulnerable among us, which of course is pure silliness and ridiculousness, but that's where we are today. So they've pushed themselves in. The average American says they've seen that these folks have only created scenarios that are worse than when they weren't involved with them at all. I defy you to find an example of where something was better when the government came in. Now, I would say, obviously, the issues that are laid out in the Constitution, right? It's good, for example, for the government to come in and protect someone's free speech rights that have been taken away probably by some other government official or authority or whatever. But I'm talking about other things that they've had this mission creep, so to speak, right? They've lost sight of their real mission, and now they're wanting to dabble in all these other things, all these utopian things that sound so good to so many people, but they always end in disaster. Sometimes much worse than even disaster. Sometimes they end in actual life and death situations, as we've talked about yesterday on the Todd Talk, the illegal alien who got a CDL, and now, because he wasn't even supposed to be here, number one, and he wasn't supposed to get a CDL, number two, wasn't supposed to be driving a 18-wheeler, number three. He was on the roads in Florida after getting his CDL in California, made a illegal U-turn, taking the lives. That accident took the lives, allegedly. I mean, the allegations are he made an illegal U-turn. Now the lives of three Americans are gone, because someone shouldn't be here, and that person is here. First of all, shouldn't be here, shouldn't be driving the truck, shouldn't, none of that stuff. But because the government abdicated its actual responsibilities regarding border security, regarding whatever was supposed to happen in the People's Republic of California to keep that individual, Harjinder Singh, from getting a driver's license or a CDL. None of that worked. None of that worked. And these are the same people that will tell you if you just give them more authority to do more background checks that they can stop something else tragically from happening. None of this. It just constantly falls apart. They can't do anything right, especially in the areas that they are not even supposed to be in the first place. Now, I will tell you some things that we can do right with the government. Trump secured the border. Trump is effectively negotiating with countries regarding trade. I know it's a little bit, there's a lot of uncertainty. A government that's run responsibly can see inflation come down, as we've seen with this administration. We can see that a government run responsibly can actually do wonders on making the nation's capital safer, which is what Trump is doing with the National Guard and by taking over the D.C. police. So there are certainly things, but those are all things that are found within the Constitution. Find me these utopian promises that can ever be fulfilled. They just cannot be. In fact, it's one of the reasons they like talking about them, because they know there's no end. There's no end to their pursuit in fulfilling these promises or attempting to fulfill these promises. They know that they'll always come up short, and then that gives them an easy opportunity to say, well, if you just give us a little bit more power, a little bit more of your tax dollars, then we would solve this problem. And of course, it's like a mirage. It never happens. It's like climate change. How many times have we heard we're 10 years, 20 years, 50 years away from extinction? The polar ice caps are going to melt. We're all going to be underwater. No, wait a minute. We're all going to boil. Whatever the case, we're all going to freeze to death in an ice age. They don't know. They go back and forth. We hear these things constantly. Everything has become political because we've let these jokers get their hands into absolutely everything. And now, because I think people have awakened, I stay clear of the word woke, because woke, of course, carries the connotation that they've, I guess, become aware of insanity and insane ideas and ways to view the world. But this is truly an awakening of people to say, this is enough. This isn't working. This isn't the way that it's going to operate. Quit telling me boys that are born biologically as boys can be girls. Quit telling me all of these things. Quit telling me that killing the life of an unborn child in a mother's womb is somehow a woman exercising her right over her own body. Quit telling me things that are lies straight from the pits of hell. This is not working. This is not true. This is not good. And there's now consequences for that. That's what I want to get to next segment. Headline here, study, Democrats losing registration race in all 30 states that track party affiliation. 4.5 million voter swing toward the GOP. I want to talk about this after the break. Before we get there, though, my friends, let me remind you, we started here some time ago to try to push back. I call it the seven pillars of propaganda. The left have taken over seven main pillars of our society, and they use those pillars to push their leftist ideology and agenda upon us. One of those is woke business, and so we're fighting back against woke business with Freedom Marketplace. Freedom Marketplace is a directory of online, well, it's an online directory of businesses that are pushing in the same direction you are politically. You don't need to log in. You don't need to think you can, but you can just go and look at these businesses listed there and support these businesses that are pushing in the same direction you are. It's totally free for you. FreedomMarketplace.net is where you can go. I've got to take a break, my friends. Quick timeout. Back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package, so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds.
You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, one of the biggest challenges for conservatives like us is finding ways to ensure our values align with the things that we do. Right. And so this is kind of a continuation of what we've been talking about. Since everything has been made political, since our lives have been permeated by this nonstop desire to politicize everything, and now all these businesses or these woke businesses are promoting these things that they're openly promoting them, things that we are against, things that we don't want to see happen to our country. We have to start thinking about how we ensure that our values align with the people that we do business with or the people we invest with. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that don't align with our faith and our values. So we're not funding things that go completely against what we believe in. That is a terrible position to be in if you have principles. Plus, my friends, they, 48 Financial, will do the heavy lifting for you, helping align your investments with your purpose and goals. Now, if you go to 48financial.com/Todd, you can actually complete an assessment that will tell you if your current investments reflect your values or to what degree they do. So, 48financial.com/Todd. That's where you can go to complete the assessment. I did the assessment. It doesn't take long. It's easy to do. 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values. All right, so we've established how everything is political, why everything is political, and now we're beginning to see when everything is political and when you couple that with the fact that the left has gone off out of this world crazy. I referenced this before the break. Breitbart.com study Democrats losing registration race in all 30 states that track party affiliation. 4.5 million voters swing toward the GOP. I'm going to read a bit from this article. I want to tie in to what's happened or what is happening to today's Democrat Party. Really quickly, I should tell you the Texas House has voted to accept the new district maps. It moves on to the Senate. As of the time I'm speaking to you right now, I don't believe that has passed the Senate yet, but that seems to be on path for happening. California, of course, is going through their process. That's been a debacle, by the way. No one wants to tell you where the maps come. Listen, California can do whatever. They have the prerogative. They have their own prerogative to draw their districts. I've been through this. I'm remarkably consistent on this. However, if there are rules for how your state has to do this, if there are rules for how long legislation has to be posted, if there are rules on how these districts are supposed to be drawn and you're not following them, well, that's a different story. And California Democrats don't want to tell people who drew these maps. They've taken great lengths to prevent that from being made known. For whatever reason, it's not. Listen, you can be mad at Texas for doing it, but they followed their process. California so far seems to be trying to circumvent their process. It's at least not the way that it's typically done in California. There's supposed to be there some sort of a independent commission or whatever to draw these districts, which to me is laughable. This is all political. But anyway, that's going on as I'm talking about this as well, and it's related to this. So let's go to the article here. It says this: the Democrat Party is hemorrhaging support with no end in sight, according to a shocking analysis of new voter registrations. Fueled by Donald Trump's gains among men, younger voters, and Latinos in 2024, More new voters nationwide chose to be Republicans than Democrats for the first time since 2018, according to a report from the New York Times, which relies on voter registration data compiled by L2, a nonpartisan data firm. Perhaps more troubling for Democrats, the data suggests that the Democrat Party activists can no longer rely on the party's tried and true methods to reverse the trend, leaving panicked party leaders and pundits unsure how to resurrect the party's electoral prospects. The numbers are staggering. Here's the important part, by the way. Of the 30 states that track voter registration by political party, Democrats lost ground to Republicans in every single one between 2020 and 2024 elections. And often by a lot, the report reads. That four-year swing toward the Republicans adds up, are you ready for this? Adds up to 4.5 million voters, a deep political hole that could take years for Democrats to climb out from. No states, red, blue, or purple, are immune to the trend. Most voters are choosing to be Republican. All told, Democrats lost 2.1 million registered voters between the 2020 and 2024 elections in the 30 states, along with Washington, D.C., that allow people to register with a political party. You don't do that here in my state. You can vote. You don't have to register with the party. In the remaining 20 states, voters do not register. Oh, yeah, I'm one of the 20 states here in Indiana. So Republicans gained 2.4 million. Republicans gained 2.4 million votes, registered voters. Democrats lost 2.1 million registered voters. So this is a major problem, especially when you look at who is leaving the Democrat Party. Obviously, they lost a lot of votes among men. I mean, listen, I don't know. I don't know how any self-respecting man can vote Democrat. That's my opinion, by the way. It's my opinion. I know some people have other ways of looking at this. I don't understand. I don't understand. Democrats that I know, at least some, didn't vote. I believe they voted in 2024. You know, some people just don't have the same options. I mean, they feel like the Democrat Party has completely abandoned all logic, which of course they have. And that's kind of the point. So I want to go back in time. I want to go back to 2010. We talk about this on occasion, but I want to hammer home this point because it is important. In 2010, there was a little, well, first of all, Obama was dealing with, it was the first half of his first term was from January 2009 until whatever, January 2011. And so in between there's the midterms, right? 2010. So one of Obama's big issues was the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare. So they forced this through. In fact, if you remember, my oh my, I'm going back in the history books, back in my memory here. If you remember, there was Democrats had 60 votes in the Senate, and then there was a special election Scott. It was from a northeastern state. I'm drawing a complete blank at the moment. I think it was Massachusetts. Was it Mass? That doesn't sound right. It was someone in the Northeast, and Republican won the seat. And so they pushed this through because Republicans would have been able to filibuster the Affordable Care Act. So they pushed everything through. Basically, congressional leaders got together and told all the Democrats, you have to vote for this. You have to vote for this or you're not getting any support for reelection. You're going to be punished in every conceivable way. You're going to vote for this. And at the time, there were what was referred to as Blue Dog Democrats or Reagan Democrats, or I don't want to say conservative Democrats, but reasonable Democrats, not woke Democrats. And Indiana had several. Indiana had several. Barron Hill from the southern part of the state. The guy that was over by Terre Haute. He's the guy that when it came election time, all they wanted to tell us was this guy Elrod? Can't remember his last name. Ellsworth, maybe. The guy mows his own grass. I remember talking about this. Anytime that they talked about this particular guy, they talked about how he mowed his own grass, and that somehow that was a qualifier to be a congressman. He just understood the people because he mowed his own grass. Anyway, in 2010, there was a heck of a fight. There were all sorts of town halls. There was the birth of the Tea Party. People had been taxed enough already, TEA. People were fired up. They did not want to see Obamacare. Government had grown. The national debt, the federal debt was just growing massively. People did not want to see more government. They fought back. And even though the Democrats forced Obamacare through, they also lost a ton of seats in the midterm elections. And that really marked the end of what I would call the blue dog Democrats, the Reagan Democrats. In fact, it wasn't long after that that the Democrat Party was openly saying that they weren't trying to get the Union Democrat vote anymore. They decided to make a coalition of some radical forces or wings, environmentalist wackos, for example, along with the LGBTQIAA plus crowd, whatever else, all these radical single issue interest groups. And that became the majority of the Democrat Party. And they lost touch with the American people, and they're now paying the price. I got to take a break, my friends. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I did a little bit of research during the break there. I couldn't remember the name of Scott Brown. That was his last name. He ran as a Republican in 2010 special election in the state of Massachusetts. That sounded right. But it didn't at the time either. I thought it was Massachusetts, but as I was looking at the map here, I thought that doesn't make sense. But Scott Brown won the special election for the Senate seat that was vacated after Ted Kennedy passed away in August of 2009. They had a special election. Once Republicans won the seat, Democrats went in to basically push Obamacare through Congress mode. And that's what they did. And they paid the price in the midterms, which would have come later that year in 2010. So, since that point in time, there have been no more. The Blue Dog Democrats are an extinct species. And so, that's the reasonable Democrats. I'm not saying that they should be supported because by giving Democrats political power, you're actually enabling them to put a lot more of their crazy ideas up there. And that's typically what happens. They still, even though they claim to be moderates and blue dogs and everything else, they still elect radicals to represent them, to be the majority leaders. They're still caucusing with the insane lunatics on the left, the woke left. But they basically went extinct. And so now you have a world where government is pushing itself into every corner of our lives. And now the people that are running that government are no longer even Blue Dog Democrats. They're now woke activists because there are no more moderate, reasonable Democrats in the United States Congress. They basically eliminated that from being a possibility after the 2010 midterms because all these folks that were from districts or parts of the country that were, open to conservative, or I don't want to say conservative Democrats, but Blue Dog Democrats, Reagan Democrats, those folks lost. Those seats have been lost, and many of those haven't come back. And it's rooted in that reality. I still want to talk about this, my friends, but I want to tell you or ask you, do you ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? It's not by accident, my friends. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come, for generations to come. Their team, the team at Full Suite Wealth, brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, and options strategies. That's all coupled with expert legal guidance, things you need to truly leave a legacy. It's all about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today and tomorrow. Looking to do more than just manage money, my friends, if you want to leave a mark and build something lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. FullSuiteWealth.com, that's the website, FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, my friends. Secure your future. And yes, we are coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios here at the Todd Huff Show. So, everything's become political. Democrats are paying a tremendous price. New voters, the number of people who are associating with the Democrat Party are becoming fewer and fewer. The number of people aligned with the Republican Party is growing. You have an obvious wave here. You have an obvious wave here. And the Democrat Party is in a major, major, major crisis. Now, I'll give them some free advice here, and I'll give it to them because, candidly, they're not going to listen to me, and I know that. But if they want to regain political power, the surest way to do that is to stop supporting wokeness. The surest way to do that is to stop defending what we saw happen in the White House from 2020 to 2024. If they want to do that, if they want to regain political power, if they want to be taken seriously by the average sane American, they have to abandon these ideas. They have to abandon their love affair with socialism. They have to do this. Now, I understand that socialism is more attractive to some people today. There's a bigger group of people that to which that is attractive than have been attracted to it in the past, but it is still not something that the vast majority of people openly embrace. They basically have to change their entire policy, their entire platform, in order to move the needle in the right direction. But they have been exposed in every conceivable way. They have been exposed. They're out there defending. Think about this. They're defending the crime rate. I have this in the stack of stuff in Washington, D.C. Do you know, oh boy, I don't know if I can find it in time. Wasn't planning on saying this. It's just in the stack of stuff. But the average murder rate, see if I can find this really quickly. This is in the stack of stuff. Here it is. D.C.'s murder rate is over 500% higher than the average state. And the Democrats are defending that. They want it to be status quo. Status quo in D.C., they're fine with that. It's unbelievable what we've come to expect and accept from these knuckleheads in office. The average American has said enough. They said enough with the debt. They said enough with open borders. They've said enough with the wokeness. They've said enough of the crime. It's time to make a change. It's showing up in polling, my friends. I've got to go, SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Bauman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.